Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Today we're at Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. The Hebrew word hallelujah, or the English translation, praise the Lord, begins and ends this short psalm of praise. And in between these bookends is the call to worship the Lord, the invitation to all nations and all peoples. Now, two reasons are given for this appeal: God's great love and God's enduring faithfulness. First, God's great love. God's love is evident all around us. It is seen in the beauty of creation that provides all we need from oxygen to water to food. It's experienced through the people that God places in our lives. The greatest act of God's love, however, is seen in the person of Jesus. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die as our substitute on the cross. C.S. Lewis well said, "Though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not." Think about that. Though our feelings come and go, God's love for us does not. Not only does the psalm remind us of God's great love, but it reminds us of God's enduring faithfulness. God's steadfast love never ceases. He never grows tired of loving us. He never forgets to send daily mercies. He gives us the nourishment we need physically and spiritually. From him comes meaningful encouragement. So take time today to praise the Lord. Regardless of your circumstance, Jesus is the reason to spend time in prayerful thanksgiving. Bookend your day, just like the psalm, bookend your day with the words, praise the Lord. Father, today I praise you. And I'd ask you to take some time to tell God all the things in your life you praise him for doing and for providing. And you can close that prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.